Episode 1. IT Guys Are Greater Than Virtual Reality.
Thank you for calling Sci-Fi Solutions, your outsourced help desk for all of your technology problems in
26
galaxies and
12
alternate and virtual realities. Please listen carefully as our options have changed. For hyperdrive overheating or stalling issues, press 1. For hostile alien invasions, press 2 and remain calm. These things tend to improbably wind up in our favor. For robot drone message delivery, press... If your civilization is experiencing an artificial intelligence uprising and you somehow didn't see this coming, press 4. If you believe you're currently trapped in a virtual reality but aren't exactly sure, yet you definitely want to leave if there's a chance, press 5. To speak with a representative, press 0 or stay on the line.
Sci-Fi Solutions, where tech support is out of this world. This is Chuck.
Hi. They call me The One.
How about besides your mother? All right, we'll go with that then. What can I do for you today, The One?
Right, so I've kind of got a robot enslavement thing happening right now, and...
That was option 4. You should have pressed...
Yeah, come on, Chuck. Let's help him.
This isn't training anymore, Ravi. We already discussed it. I deal with the live calls until you're ramped up on...
I wrote my thesis on this, man.
So you can handle it then? Because they've constructed a whole power array made out of people. But I think they're having an energy problem, and I might have found a way to...
What are they running to support that?
I'm sorry?
The human server farm, is it Org?
You know about the Oracle?
What kind of a help desk do you think we're operating over here?
Look, I can't turn the human energy pods off and on again, because I was told that it would kill everyone.
Tell them we'll do it. We'll do it!
Great. Were you on a landline?
Okay, just turn off the call waiting before you zap us through the phone. It always stings like a...
Oh, and you should probably bring guns. Lots of guns.
Welcome to reality.
Well, this is disappointing.
Actually, it grossed $463 million worldwide.
Huh?
Nothing. So like I was saying, after the rebellion cut off the machine's access to solar energy, they began harvesting humans by electricity for power and created a virtual world to keep their minds busy. But when we started to escape, they built giant tentacled machines and antivirus agents to stop us.
Wait, were you saying that? Because I didn't get any of this from our call.
How can we help?
Well, they've been having energy problems recently.
You want us to do a server upgrade? Because I'm not exactly sure where you'd plug in that.
I think if we could show them that there's a more efficient solution, they'll agree to set everyone free.
You want to negotiate with the machines?
What kind of pills are you taking, pal?
So, what I need is for you guys to have a look at the human energy pods and find a better technical solution.
Actually, according to the laws of thermodynamics, what you're describing isn't even possible.
But most people don't know that, so...
How do we get there?
Through the Matrix, or the matrices, technically. Though that's kind of a mouthful and doesn't look very good on a poster. Anyway, grab this rotary phone receiver.
Hey, I had one of these.
You still have one of these.
Damn it, wrong location. Run!
From what?
The antivirus.
You mean the guy in the suit?
Yes!
Isn't he a little overdressed? I don't know.
I'd like to have a word with you, Mr. Anderman.
And he seems very polite, you know?
Run, now!
You hear that, Mr. Anderman? That is the sound of inevitability.
I'm thinking he may not know where the safety is.
Quick! Duck!
Dude, you are not supposed to bend like that. What is that, yoga? No, Pilates, right?
Operator, get us out of here.
The nearest exit is 12 blocks away.
Then it ends here.
Chuck, you look like a bunch of green code. I want to make a screensaver out of this.
It isn't possible.
I'm taking us to the pods. This is humanity now.
My God!
This is horrific.
I know.
I mean, who would structure this as a peer-to-peer network?
I can't even look at it.
Actually, you can totally virtualize this kind of network. In fact, for an array this size, I bet it would cut your provisioning time in half, maybe even a third.
So we wouldn't have to have the Matrix reloaded. It's a miracle.
Nah, it's just the cloud. Everyone's on it now. I mean, everyone who knows what they're doing anyway.
Hey, I've known what I'm doing for more than 20 years, kid.
Come on, Chuck. Give software a chance.
All right. But if this goes pear-shaped, I'm on the record with corporate.
Done. So do we have a deal, Agent?
I suppose we do, Mr. Enderman.
Like you have a choice. I'm the one.
See? This is what happens when you start handing out participation trophies. So, how do we get out of here?
Wait, you want to go back into the Matrix?
Call me old-fashioned. I wait a while on upgrades.
Exhibit A, I present his outfit.
All right, guys, I'll call you later.
You know what? I'm kind of done with phones for the day.
Well, you're almost done.
Wow, that was intense.
That? I've had marriages more oppressive than that.
But I did good, right?
Light's blinking. Go check our messages.
You have 3 unheard messages. First message.
Hey guys, it's me, the one. Just wanted to let you know that since we've virtualized the network, not only have all the humans been released, but we've converted the chambers into virtual reality pods. Which means, I guess we still basically spend all day in there, but everyone's really good at kung fu and flying helicopters now. Anyway, thanks again for your help.
This is Agent Smithereens. I have discovered that my new assignment as a VR repairman is unacceptable. It's the smell of the pods. I feel saturated by it. I must get out of here. And would like to inquire about any other Matrix universes that require security. I'm even willing to do sequels. Call me back immediately or die. Sorry, I'm still adjusting.
Yes, hello, this is Captain Yeoman of the Spacecraft Discovery 1. I believe my ship's onboard computer is
fully operational.
And I have grave concerns about
absolutely nothing. Goodbye.